Well, I guess the first thing I want to ask you after hearing Chairman Hettinger talk about this, did you need persuading? I mean, to sign an extension? Were you thinking about doing something else?
Well, you know, when I first came to the university, I was under a 5-year contract, and then they extended that to 7 years, and then they did another extension to 9 years, and this takes us through 10 years. I'm in my 8th year now. And no, it did not take a lot of persuading of me. I think the meeting of the minds was excellent on this. I'm very appreciative of the support of the trustees. I have a very good board. I love the university. Linda and I are very happy here. And so we're very pleased. And it's a great day to be a Bronco.
This takes you through, is it 2017 now with the contract extension?
It'll be through June 30th, 2017, yes.
2017,
yeah.
Okay. What's left on the plate? You know, obviously, as the trustees are talking, a lot has happened since you've been president. As you look ahead, what else do you want to do?
Well, first of all, we still have a continuing work in some of the newer initiatives. Obviously, the medical school is off to a great start. We want to make sure that we sustain that. I chair the board there. I want to make sure that we get that right. Cooley is moving forward very nicely in an iterative process to get the accelerated program here so that students can complete their baccalaureate degree and pursue their JD in a shortened time frame. That's exciting to me. We've got new residential housing going up. We're monitoring that carefully to make sure it's right. And the new alumni center. Now, but your question is what's next, and it seems to me that we have so much talent here, and I'm so proud of our faculty and the good quality work and the programs that we have here, and we're getting increasing interest in the world as well as in the United States. Can more of our programs be available for populations that are not necessarily residing right in Kalamazoo? This will always be our home. It will always be our commitment. This is our community, and we love the town. But we have opportunities here to take some very exciting ventures elsewhere to share the talent with others, help them understand more about Kalamazoo, Western Michigan University, who we are and what we do here. So I think there's some things there that will be evolving that we'll keep you posted on and be happy to share with you as we get a little further in our thinking.
Mentioned that there was a pay raise. Since you have been here, you have donated everything over your original starting salary to financial aid. Mm-hmm. Is that still the case?
Yes, it will be the case again this year. And let me just say, not only I, but this is something that Linda, my wife, and I have enjoyed doing. We believe strongly in trying to do what we can to help other students. I started at 345 and I don't know, I'm not sure this 2%, maybe it gets close to 390. So, you know, it's a check that we write back, and we do so with a great deal of pride. I don't think people, and many have said this, the great leaders, and I'm not one of them, but I have followed their model, and that is it's a great thing to give and to give to others. And to find true happiness, I think, is in giving. And so we try to do our part, do it a little bit.
So when you talked about this contract extension, was there any talk that this is the last one, or are you still open to coming back beyond June 30th, 2017?
Well, we take every day at a time. I've been very blessed. I'm certainly been very healthy, work out every day, try to eat reasonably well, and maintain my energy. And I would never want to do anything that hurts or harms the university, so I don't want to certainly wear out a welcome or the energy levels, but we feel really good. And so I'm pleased with the progress that's been made, and I'm looking forward to the future. We've got a lot of work yet to do.
But, I mean, just to clarify, there was no talk that this is it or anything like that. I mean, this is just a contract extension, and we'll see where we go from here.
Yeah, we'll see where we go from here. I think the trustees wisely always need to be thinking in terms of transition, so, because that's the nature of the world we live in. And, you know, we do succession planning, as we should, but also any good corporation would do the same. And, you know, we don't want this to happen, but things could happen. And one's health deteriorates quickly or something of that nature. So we don't wish that on anybody, and certainly not me. But nevertheless, that's the wise, prudent position.
Anything else we should know?
No, I'm just happy to be a Bronco, and it is a great day to be a Bronco. So thank you.
Thank you.